Now, how is your amateur dramatics? I know my son can be very dramatic at times, but do you like acting? I have taken part in a couple of school plays, long time ago now, years ago, but put me on a stage in front of a room full of people and I'll be like, probably get stage fright. But two people who obviously enjoy what they do, Maureen Peacock and Peter Jackson from the St Mark's Players. Good morning.
Hi, good Jess. Morning.
Thank you for joining us at Susie this morning.
Welcome.
So first off, who are the St Mark's Players and how did the group form?
Well, apparently it was in the early 1950s, a bit before I came along, and it was a church group under the stewardship of the Reverend Neville Martin, and the original people were members of the congregation.
Oh, wow.
Now, they also did sort of mainly Christian plays, but of course, and we had somebody whose parents, he's acting in our play, one of our plays now, and his parents were actually in the original productions. But of course now we're not really connected. We kept the name, but we're not in any way connected. We just hire the hall and put the plays on. And we now do all sorts of plays. Types of plays. We try to stretch the players sometimes by doing classics like All My Sons and The Rivals, but we also do things like coarse acting and one-act plays, comedies, a bit pantomime-ish sometimes. You know, we have a mixture.
Wow, fantastic. In 1950s, I didn't realise you'd been going that long.
Currently,
that's brilliant.
Yes.
And still going strong.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So, Maureen, you're the chairman of the group.
Yeah.
What does that involve for you?
For me, well, apart from sort of obviously chairing meetings, I have a great deal of help from my committee. Peter here, who is brilliant on the website and everything, and does lots of emails for me. Of course, secretary with the minutes. So I don't do too badly. I do all the bookings of the hall and just keep them on their toes, really.
An important job.
Yes.
So, Peter, you do like the technical side. As Maureen said, you help with the emails and things.
We all help a bit in different ways.
Yes.
So it's very much, you know, I won't always take charge of website things and there'll be odd bits of Maureen's work which I'll be involved in. So it's, you know, it's a mixture of everyone helping.
So can I ask, do you both act?
Yes.
Ooh. Wow.
Peter does too. It's very good.
Fantastic. So, like I've been saying, if I was up on stage, put me in front of a microphone in a studio, I'm fine. Put me up on stage in a room full of people, it'd be eek. How would you do it? I mean, how do you manage like with stage fright? Have you ever had stage fright?
I think everybody has, even the best of the professionals have stage fright. But I think you become another character.
Yes.
You hide behind another character. And that's how you do it.
The person you're playing, yes.
Yes.
So how many times a week do you rehearse?
Only twice a week. This one has been slightly different because the other person who was directed wanted to do a Monday night, so we've got the Wednesday night. So we're really doing just once a week in a way, which is unusual. But normally it's twice a week, Mondays and Wednesdays.
Now, I understand you have a performance coming up, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But when you have a performance coming up, do you maybe have to rehearse that little bit more?
Yes, the last week.
The last week, yes. Because you have your technical rehearsal and things.
And then, of course, you can rehearse more effectively because you know where everything is. You've got the stage behind you and the tables where they should be and the chairs where they should be and so on.
Mm-hmm. And we also occasionally have word rehearsal just to add on, you know, just to keep it together.
So what happens if on the night someone's not well? Do you have like an understudy, someone to step in?
No, I think that might be me with the book.
Oh, oh dear.
We haven't got that luxury.
So you're always on the lookout for new members, and I know you wanted to talk about this, but what do you look for someone who's wishing to join your group?
team leader, you know, team sort of to do everything. Go on, Peter, you...
Well, I think that everyone has something different to contribute.
Mm-hmm.
So there will be some people who are team players, to use a horrible cliche, and that's very useful. There are other people who have perhaps artistic talents or abilities with equipment. People who are both good perhaps at introducing or to being front of house, showing people their seats. There are all sorts of different roles apart from the acting.
Yeah, because I understand that you're currently looking to expand, and also people maybe who might be interested in like the technical side, whether they know something or if they want to learn as well.
Yeah, we're willing to learn from people as well, you know, yes, to come in.
Okay, and as we were going to mention, your performance is coming up. I do believe, is it Thursday, Friday this week?
It is.
So it's... because they're Thursday and Friday of this week, and it comprises two short plays by Agatha Christie. Without giving too much of the plot away, can you tell us a little bit about it, please?
Well, there are two short plays. One is The Rats, and one is The Patient.
All right.
I mean, they're both sort of psychological thrillers.
Ooh.
The Patient is sort of a whodunit. I think they're probably not suitable for very young children, but there's nothing too scary. So if you're of a nervous disposition, don't be put off.
I think they're quite light, really.
Well, I think if it's Agatha Christie, it kind of speaks for itself in
a way. Exactly.
People know what to expect,
exactly.
In a way.
Yeah.
Yes. So it's taking place Thursday and Friday. Most importantly, when and where?
At St Mark's Church Hall in Almer Road, and it actually starts at 8 p.m, but the doors are open at 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we have done a fish and chip supper, but
ooh,
not this time. But we have got tables, and you bring your own refreshments, wine or whatever, to
mm-hmm.
enjoy during the show. Is anything else, Peter?
No, I think that's about.
Are there tickets available, or can
yes,
you just turn up?
Yes, you could pay at the door. If
you can
wanted,
pay at the door.
Yes. Or I haven't got the address, actually, for
how much? How much are the tickets?
£10.
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
That's
the best way of finding out more information is probably to look at the website, which is www.stmarksplayers.co.uk.
And you'll have information on there. And of course,
yeah.
I was going to ask as well, have you got anything else coming up, say, for 2017?
Well, we have possible, we quite often don't get too much in advance, but there's a possible play called Imaginary Lines by Reggie Oliver. And that's a comedy with about five people, two male, three female people coming in. Quite an interesting play. It's one of these that, you know, when you want to sort of, you would love to have said something to somebody, but you didn't like to.
yes.
This happens in the play.
Ah.
Yes, it's quite a different play. Yeah. Otherwise, November, we haven't quite got sorted out yet.
No. So you're not putting on a pantomime for Christmas or anything?
We don't really do pantomimes.
No.
We did a sort of different sort of sketches and poems and things last November, which went down very well.
Good.
But as a norm, we don't do pantomime as such, because we don't do musicals or anything.
Ah, right.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Well, you need a break, I guess, from all that rehearsing as well. So who comes up with the ideas? What plays? Who decides what you're going to put on? Or is it a joint thing?
It depends. Sometimes I try to come up with ideas. But if we have different directors in, they come up with plays as well, you know. So, yeah.
So your next performance, just repeating, is this Thursday and Friday, 8 p.m. at St Mark's Church Hall in Almer Road in Reigate. Am I correct?
That's right.
And tickets are £10. Fantastic. Well, Maureen and Peter, thank you very much for joining me in the Susie studio this morning. And was it they say on stage? Break a leg.
Break a leg.
Not literally, Tess. But you know what I mean. All the best for Thursday and Friday.
Thank you very much.
Maureen Peacock and Peter Jackson from the St Mark's Players. And a reminder, they are on at St Mark's Church Hall, Alma Road, Reigate, on Thursday and Friday. That's this week, Thursday and Friday at 8 p.m. Doors open at 7:30. And tickets are £10 on the door. Go along and enjoy.